Welcome to Start to Finish Motherhood, a podcast for those thinking or already single mothers by choice, just looking for practical advice for navigating life's relationships. When you decide to have children on your own, it doesn't mean that you're completely alone. I'm Aisha Jenkins, and I'm partnering with you every step of your journey.
Hi, everybody. So I mentioned how I enjoy connecting with people, no matter who they are. And I'm curious, and I tend to ask questions. But even as I ask questions, there's something very gratifying about learning more about a person as trust grows and we share more and we become more of our authentic selves. And today's guest is one of those stories. We're friends, we're coworkers, we both have experience as single parents. And this is one of the people in my village who supports me as a parent and also gets to engage with my children.
Oh, wait.
That's just like.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, we can have a sidebar conversation. So let me just look at your hair. So you got a part down the middle. Do you do your own twist?
Yeah.
You do?
I'm getting better and better all the time. Yeah, it's just twist. They got YouTube videos for that out there. Sometimes I pay attention, okay. Sometimes I do a terrible job.
You know, it looks good. I told you, right? Well, when I got COVID earlier last year, I cut my hair. Like my hair had been natural probably since 2017. And it had just grown to the point where it was no longer just like, it was like, because I need to separate it in four sections and detangle. So when I got COVID, it was really hot. Like you get, they talk about COVID hair. They talk about the heat. I was very hot. So.
I don't even know what my hair was like out there in California for way too long with no supplies or friends to help. Yeah, my hair was probably terrible.
So I was like, okay, this hair needs to go. So I just envisioned how I wanted it to be shaped. So I took out all of the braids and then I was just like, okay, so I think I need to go up at an angle. So I just cut it up. And I don't know if you've seen Taraji P. Henson, like once she had like this picture where her hair was chic and it was just like, you know, a tapered cut. And I was like, that's what I'm going for. That was not what I got. And now... And so then, you know, the weekend is over, quarantine is over, and you're like, oh, I got to rock this. So I was just like, okay, so I'm a make it do what it do. But now I think it finally got into the point where it has the length that I want that I can kind of shape it and play around with color. Because right now in the back, it's too long, right, to get it to look chic. So I did like, you know, the flat twist it up and then pinned it up. And so now... I just have the peacock part that you actually see. And, you know, we're on web conferences, you know, you take pictures straight on. So people rarely look at the back of your hair except when I do daycare pickup and drop off. I know they're like, what the hell is going on back there? But they don't know black people.
They probably, it looks fine. It looks fine. Black people. And then, and not really being around, you know, a lot of black folks. If I go into work settings and even on Zoom calls, you know, not being around a lot of black people is, It's not freeing. It's not helpful. It just means that the folks who you're with, they don't know what's bad. They don't know how it should be. And then, you know, sometimes it's not good because I got my hair. I got it braided during my vacation because it was time and I was out in random places and I found a place that would do it. And a lot of times I'm going to tell you something. People do not respect men when it comes to certain kind of situations. They don't respect like the seriousness of the intent, whether it's showing up at doctor's appointments for your kids or trying to get your hair done in twists or braids or something like that. Uh-huh. And people will just sometimes do whatever.
Right. Thinking, right. Like, yeah, I don't care. You're not going to know. Like you're not going to know.
Yeah.
You don't have a preference for, neat, crisp parts.
Right. Exactly. So they had my parts. My hair was just, it wasn't in a pattern that made any sense. And of course, every person who wasn't black who I saw when I had my hair done, they were like, oh, it looks so good. It looks great or whatever. Uh-huh. And I ended up sending a picture to Fallon because one time she failed me when I had white stuff from the process in my hair, she didn't say. So I sent her the pictures and she immediately critiqued it and said and pointed out the flaws. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want. You know, that's what you want and you need and you value from your Black friends.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's something about the magical invisibility of Black people. Like when I used to, you know, go into the office on a more regular basis, I used to just roll in like, you just run it late and look crazy. But, you know, things like that. But it's just like, but, you know, people know what it's supposed to be. Right. But the first thing I said to you was like, oh, right. First thing I noticed was, oh, your hair is different. And, oh, that there's a crisp there. Right. And it's like, so, you know, I've been playing around with color, as you can see. So I got this.
Yeah, for sure.
Gel color that I've been playing around with. Like you need actual like plastic gloves to like not have it be a whole big giant mess. And I have to use the utility sink to wash it out because it's a mess. But I haven't used hairspray in a while. So hairspray just kind of gave it like, I like volume because I was getting my DMV picture taken today. So I was like, what does a girl wear?
Are you matching the colors of your shirt and your hair, or is it just doing that in the Zoom?
It's just on the Zoom, but the shirt is kind of like a coppery shirt. My eyeglasses, like red, apparently is my power color.
Look at this.
Notice. So when I went to go take my picture, the representative noticed. She was, it makes you look younger, much better than this one. And she held up my old driver's license photo. Band girl, read me. So anyway, but yes,
definitely getting noticed for your hair is like, well, I won't put it on everybody, but for sure, my hair used to be short and wavy, so I had the 360 waves that people talk about or whatever. And sometimes the attention was too much, but I was used to the attention, and when I changed my hair, it was gone. It was all the way gone.
Like, in fact,
my mom said something crazy. Yeah, my mom said something crazy. She was like, she didn't like the long hair. She said, now how am I going to tell people that I have a handsome son? So, wow. And then when I was staying with Khalil's mom, my son's mom, she very often her hair is like yours. She always uses a splash of color. There's always a green in there because that's her favorite color. But for years now, she does hair really well. Mm-hmm. And for years, you know, if somebody saw the two of us in any given scenario, one of us is getting complimented for our hair. And, you know, usually it's her, but I would also get some. But once I changed my hair, it took a while for anybody to say anything about me when she was around. So it was always a thing. Somebody would say something really nice about her hair, and I would say, oh, what about mine? You know, like try to get that attention. It feels like such a key part of the culture that when I go to work in my white spaces, it's not there.
Uh-huh. So were you ever that dude who like put the shoe polish? Like there was a time I used to go to a church when I was in Philly, and there was a security person who also worked in the office in Philly. They had their job had an office in Philly, and he was security. And so, you know, I would see him from a distance, and every now and then we'd get to talking up front, and I would be just kind of really, really distracted by the shine from the shoe polish that was framing his hairline.
You know, back in the day, it was shoe polish, but I don't know what... It's professional materials today.
Right.
And barbers sometimes do not give you a choice. And the one time when I said like the attention was too intense was when this barber I had, they called him Hollywood. He always just acted like he was in Hollywood and everything was really extra. Mm-hmm. And my regular barber wasn't there that day. And I went to Hollywood and he just did what he felt like. And so he dyed the hair and he lined it up with this extra stuff. And people I didn't like it at all. But a lot of people really liked it. They really liked it. And man, I'll never forget this lady on the bus who was staring at me for the longest time. I had no idea why this person was staring at me. I'm in Philly, you don't stare. And she was like, it's your hair. Such. I washed it out immediately. There's some parts of Philly, I want to say it's more in South Philly than, let's say, North Philly. But there's some parts of Philly where that's still a thing, where people still want that dye. They still want that. They want that fake line that's really dye. I don't know. I don't like it.
No,
I need a shape up.
Black culture and hair. So, you know, one of the reasons I actually went natural was because I was dealing with alopecia areata, right? And so this was all during my time at Philly, in Philly. And so the doctor, I would be going to get the cortisone shots in my scalp, dating, and guys just like, oh, comb over. Help me with that. You know, just trying to cover up, like, because I would get quarter size, you know, bald spots periodically, and just like, you know, but you know, there's something to be said for embracing your natural hair. So I was actually going through my conception journey for Camille, where I was just like, look, and this was when I was early on, I was like excited. I was like, look, you get that lush hair once you get pregnant, the baby gets born. I was like, I'm capitalizing on that. So I was just like, I had been growing out my hair, you know, from the relaxer. So I had quite probably like 4 inches of growth that I was just like, okay. So one weekend I just cut it off and I was just like, oh crap. So then, you know, so from that time forward, I have been natural. So since 2017 and, you know, the hair is back healthy. The scalp is healthy. No issues with, you know, receding hairlines, not even post-pregnancy, right? My hair did shed, but it kind of, you know, came back. But anyway, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And since then, you know, I've cut it like a second time and, you know, hair is hair. And one of the things I'm trying to encourage my girls, right? Because they are biracial but their hair is textured hair. I don't want society to put on them, you know, hair texture things. I don't want them to be like hair texture things. I don't want them to internalize hair texture things. And I don't want that to be a thing in our house. So my oldest has seen me with long hair. She's seen me with short hair. She's seen me cut my hair. She's seen me color my hair. Understand that hair is an accessory. It's important to our culture, but it is also something that doesn't define who you are. And you're going to go through phases with the hair. So once I became a mom, I became very intentional about the messaging I was sending through hair appearances, what I say about myself at various stages and, you know, body weight and body mass and things like that. Thanks for listening to Start to Finish Motherhood with Aisha. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow Start to Finish Motherhood on Instagram or email me at aisha@starttofinishmotherhood.com. If you love this episode, please share it with anyone who's thinking of becoming a single mother by choice, anyone who's already parenting as a single mother by choice and just looking for advice on navigating it all, or a friend or family member who's looking to support someone else's single mother by choice journey. Until next time, bye now.